John 3:16 was not the first Bible verse I memorized as a child, but it was right up there. Recognizing it as one of those verses that sums up Christian belief, Martin Luther called it the heart of the gospel. The version my generation memorized went, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As I grew older, I realized there was another important verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The first verse especially has given comfort to millions of believers. But I've sometimes wondered, what does it mean to believe in him? Is it really that simple? Just have a firm opinion on the matter? Is our faith, our salvation, to be boiled down to this one idea, this one firm opinion, and then be elaborated into a set of doctrines? Do I just have to have a couple of theological ducks all lined up and then I'm set? These questions force me to pause, because they make me realize how much I miss our fellowship's discussion times. I like to imagine that rich Nicodemus must have been bewildered by his discussion with Jesus late that night. Although we are not told that the discussion converted him on the spot, it apparently got him thinking, because later, Nicodemus spoke up on behalf of Jesus during a fierce debate in the Sanhedrin. And later still, Nicodemus paid a large amount of money for 100 pounds of embalming spices for the body of Jesus. I think Nicodemus believed. Why? Because of the way he acted. When he had the opportunity, even when facing political hostility at the highest level in the capital city, both religious and political, his actions demonstrated his belief, his respect for Jesus, his understanding, and his embracing of his idealistic thinking. In 1887, John Steiner composed beautiful music for John 3:16 and 17. In his oratorio, The Crucifixion, right after Jesus is nailed to the cross and the cross is raised, Steiner has the choir stop the action and sing without any instruments, God so loved the world, explaining why all of this has been happening. We will hear a recording from 1968 by the Guildford Cathedral Choir under Barry Rose. This remarkable performance was not made on what musicians call the official first take, but it was taken almost by accident when the choir was simply singing so that the recording engineers could test microphone placements, recording levels, so forth. Fortunately, someone did press the record button without telling the choir. The relatively relaxed singers sang with energy. They were still fresh. Superb nuance, wonderful word accentuation, never exhibiting the kind of fear you invariably encounter in, say, take 9, when everyone hopes that the mistakes will finally be corrected. When Barry Rose listened to the unofficial take for recording levels, he decided it was so good they did not need to do another. In his long life as a recording professional cathedral musician, this is the only commercial track Barry Rose ever released on a single take.